On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we spotlight Norwalk senior wrestlers Tyler Harper and Tate Turner, who recently signed their national letters of intent. And we're joined now on today's Lely Radio Sports page by Norwalk senior wrestler Tyler Harper, and he recently signed his letter of intent to wrestle at Division I Arkansas Little Rock. What were kind of the factors that led you to that school and that decision?
Yeah, they were one of the first schools to reach out to me, which that kind of sticks with you, right? And I just really liked the campus. They had a really nice new wrestling room. All the coaches connected well, and they had a good atmosphere there.
You know, as you're going through your high school career and you're thinking about the next level, you know, you're probably not maybe thinking about Arkansas Little Rock. Maybe you have some other schools in mind. But how soon did they extend that offer to you?
They started, texting and reaching out maybe after state last year. But then, I didn't get an offer or anything until I went down and visited there a couple months ago.
And you've had some pretty good success out of season as well, right, in the Nationals at North Dakota. Can you kind of tell me about some of your success and your experiences in that regard?
Yeah, I go up to Fargo. I try to go up there every year, which is a national tournament for freestyle during the summer. And this year I got second there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are some of the other schools that you did kind of look at and consider?
I was really considering Northern Illinois. I like their program, but Little Rock just had everything that I liked more, I guess. Yeah.
How important was it to you to go Division I, to go to that D1 level?
Honestly, I didn't really care what division. I wanted to go Division I because I feel like I'd see the most growth there. But I liked Grandview, NAIA, Wartburg, their D3. I looked at those schools still, but ended up at a Division I.
Academics, have you thought about that at the next level? What are you going to maybe study there?
Yeah, I haven't completely decided, but I want to do something just something prerequisite to chiropractor school. I want to find something there, kinesiology or something in that area.
Who are some of the biggest influences in your career from the time you started wrestling until now that have gotten you to this point? Some coaches or a parent or?
Yeah. Eric Thompson, I've grown up wrestling with him and I still wrestle with him almost every day at practice. I've always been around him. Grant Harper, maybe. I grew up watching him in high school. He's one of the people I looked up to.
Okay. Well, last year you got second in the state in Class 3A at that 106-pound division. How satisfying is that when you look back at that? And maybe how much did getting second make you hungry for more this year?
Yeah, it's cool to look back at it. But in the end, you always want to be at the top of the podium. So that's definitely what I'm going to be reaching for this year.
And will you be wrestling at 106 again, or you move up to 113?
I'm up at 113 this year.
Okay. Maybe what are some things you've worked on in the off season? How have you gotten better as a wrestler, and kind of what are you looking to get done this year?
I've been working on my mentality a lot, just knowing that I can go and beat anyone rather than taking a backseat to the kids that are supposed to beat you, which I think is important, being strong mentally.
I want to get one comment about that state semifinal match last year. I know you took on the number one kid from Southeast Polk, pinned him in 18 seconds, something like that. Just tell me about that moment.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool moment. I've talked to a lot of people about that from there, but I don't know. It was just pretty exciting, I guess.
Well, that's been Norwalk senior wrestler Tyler Harper. Again, congratulations on your signing with Arkansas Little Rock.
Thank you.
All right, now we're talking with Norwalk senior wrestler Tate Turner, who signed his national letter of intent last week to wrestle at Hawkeye Community College in Waterloo. What led you to Waterloo there at Hawkeye Community College? Were they high on your list right away? Or
They weren't high on my list at all. They're a new program. They don't have a wrestling team right now. But next year, my first year, will be their first year, and that kind of excited me a little bit, being one of the first groups to go there. Another thing that brought me in is my schooling. It's just hard to find. I want to go into EMT and fire science. And I went to NIAC a couple of times, which they had a really good program. Loved the wrestling team, loved the coaches and everything. It's just my schooling didn't follow it.
Okay. Were there some other schools that you did kind of consider wrestling at, or was this the one you really just narrowed it down to?
There was a couple. I went on a lot of visits. I went up to Wartburg, like Tyler. I didn't go visit there. I just looked around there. I knew their coaches. Iowa Central, I looked at their program outside of everything. I like doing the visits a lot. I did have a visit Indian Hills. They were building a lot, and I liked their program. Nyack was definitely up there. It was definitely between Nyack and Hawkeye, but just Hawkeye's program just made me excited to be one of the first groups.
Yeah, that's got to be really exciting to be a part of that first recruiting class, that first team. Let's talk about some of the people who have influenced you along the way, maybe that got you started in wrestling, who have taught you the most, helped lead you to this point.
My dad motivated me a lot. I started wrestling when I was 3, and my dad was a really good wrestler for Indianola and Ankeny when he was younger. And he just kind of, went in the room, and I just loved the sport, kind of fell for it. TJ Moen influenced me a lot. That's my club coach. He coaches at Moen Wrestling Academy. My mom was a really, really big one. She helped me with like a lot of like the cutting weight and the mental part of stuff. Like if I was cutting weight and I like struggled a lot, she wouldn't eat as much too. Like it wouldn't be like I'd be sitting at the table and there'd be food or something like that. Like she would eat nothing if I wasn't eating nothing.
That's a team player there. Mm-hmm. You were a state qualifier last year at 132. Just what are some of your top memories from that run to Macon State?
Beating Bagby in the semifinals at districts was a big one. Just stepping out there and warming up and looking up and just knowing you met one of your goals was a really big one. I think a lot of it was just mental for me, like just taking it all in a way, being at that level.
Okay. And how about this year? What weight do you expect to wrestle at the most, and what are some of your goals for your final high school season?
I'm going to wrestle 138 this year, hopefully. And my goal is just place. I'm working towards it. I want it. I think I need to control my weight better because that's kind of what costed me last year with 132. I was just cutting a lot, and this year I'm not cutting as much. I think I'm ready for it.
And what do you think the team can get done this year?
We're looking good this year. We have a lot of the state qualifiers back. We're looking to qualify Team Dual State.
All right, that's Norwalk wrestler Tate Turner. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.